Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information. Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. I'm really hoping that today's episode is super, super encouraging. We're going to talk all things testimony, and you've probably heard it said before that Jesus saves, but what does that actually mean? Today we're not just talking about faith in theory, but providing testimonies from real people, some of my best friends, who have experienced real freedom in Christ. These people's lives were completely transformed by the power of God, and I have been blessed enough to get a front row seat in their stories. I just want to share them as some proof that Jesus still saves and that redemption is not a myth. It's a miracle, and it's definitely still happening. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about real stories of real freedom. My goal in this episode is to encourage listeners that freedom in Christ is real, lasting, and available to anyone, like I said. Something that we talked about in one of my recent church services is how we always have a strongest desire, but also a deepest desire. And the strongest desire is kind of our fleshly desires, and then deepest desire is our desires that our spirit craves. And so my strongest desire in this is to shine light on my friends' stories of who God is. But my deepest desire is to be able to glorify God in that and point people towards Him. Each friend of mine definitely has a unique story of their life before God, how they came about finding God, and their life now with God, what that transformation looks like. But the common factor in all of their stories is that they have been transformed by putting their faith in Jesus Christ. So, drum roll, please. Without further ado, I'm going to insert all of their testimonies and kind of just let them play back to back. They each sent me a short little recording kind of summing up the way that God has transformed their life. And so, I hope you guys enjoy listening to them.
Hey, my name is Emily, and I'd love to just get to share a little bit about how God has worked in my life. So basically growing up, I always viewed salvation as a scale and kind of just hoped that my good deeds would outweigh my bad. And my life reflected this. I had one foot in a lifestyle where I kind of just lived however I wanted, and then another foot in praying and trying to read a Bible verse every so often. And I kind of just thought faith was only a part of your life, but it wasn't supposed to be your whole life. And so as I was transitioning into college, I started realizing how much freedom I had to live however I wanted, and started diving into relationships and alcohol and drugs while obsessing over academics and image. And then a few weeks into my freshman year at OU, I started realizing how much these things were overpromised and underdelivered. And a few weeks in, I basically had this moment where I was sitting on my dorm floor, and I basically on paper had everything that I wanted. I had like my dream school that I was at. I had a boyfriend, I was in a sorority, I had a good friend group, and had this perfect like balanced life between my social going out life and also my academics. And with all of those things, every box was checked, but I still felt like a deep sense of loneliness, and could just tell that like something was just wrong. Like I thought that maybe I needed to transfer, like I just knew something was just missing and wrong. But around that time, I met an older girl in my sorority who started asking me questions like about faith. And one day she shared the gospel with me and explained that my sinfulness had earned me a separation from God. And I couldn't earn my way to eternity, but I actually needed a savior. Over the next few months, I started going to church with her and started to see a body of believers who their faith also wasn't just something to make them look good, but it actually impacted every area of their life. So around February of my freshman year, I walked into this coffee shop, and I remember sitting down with this older friend in my sorority and basically was telling her that I started understanding that my sin had separated me from God. And was kind of at this crossroads of I loved my life and how I was living, but I wanted also to love Jesus, and I wanted to surrender everything to him. And so I remember her telling me that I should just pray to God and tell him that I want to stop trusting in myself for salvation, but also trusting in him that I actually could live the life of fulfillment that I longed for through a relationship with God. And so after that point, it wasn't like this perfect thing, but I remember just seeing my heart start to change and my desires actually aligning more with God's desires and actually being able to turn from sin and just walk with God. And although it honestly isn't easier, it is so much better, and I feel like I could say that confidently even just with the hope of eternity set before me.
My name is Jacorius Benton, and a very brief summary of my testimony is that, man, I was an anxious, depressed mess before I gave my life to the Lord. I had, a lot of trauma from a past relationship. Things in my household wasn't really going the way that I would hope for them to be. I also had this underlying medical condition that started happening around this time that the doctors couldn't explain, and it just crippled me with a lot of anxiety. And due to these things, I became also very depressed because I was very insecure in myself, and I just felt alone in what I was going through. So I ended up on antidepressant medicines for a brief time, but I got away from it, but I just ran to other substances as a way to deal or fix or liberate myself from the pain that I was going through. But it wasn't until I had someone speak to me about Jesus, and I had been knowing Jesus my whole life. Like, I believed in him. I wasn't following him, but I definitely believed in him. And I really got a revelation of what sin was. And due to that, it really convicted me about eternity and where I would spend my life. And through that, the Lord really softened my heart, and through him showing me why he died on the cross for me, because I'm so guilty of sin and rebelling against a loving and righteous God, I ended up giving my life to Jesus March 13, 2020. And from that day forth, I've been walking with him ever since. So for whoever is listening to this, no matter where you are, you don't have to get right with God to start, because I was drinking and smoking, fornicating, a lot of things. And the Lord found me and met me right where I was. But the beautiful thing is that I didn't stay that way. So, yeah, this is my testimony in short.
Hi, my name's Avery, and I want to share a little bit about my testimony for Kelsey's podcast. First of all, I love that she's so brave and trusting in God to have a podcast and be so vulnerable with it. And here's a little chapter of my life that really shows how great God's love is. But I got close with Jesus about 2 years ago when I was faced with the dilemma of leaving college and the town I loved, the people I loved, and who surrounded me with so much love, or to trust God, who called me to go home and to grow and to deepen my ability to trust in him. And after a week or two of wrestling with it, I did. I put everything into his hands. And it just reminds me of Ruth, how she wanted to go home, or she was told to go home. go to where she knows, but God said no. He told her in her heart, you have to go somewhere else and to grow. And like Ruth now, I'm on such a different path than what I could have created by myself, just because I was trusting God. And I cannot be more grateful and more happy in His plan than I ever was in my own. And I just want to express how extremely important it is to pray and to trust in God's big, strong arms, because He can carry absolutely all the weight we have in our hearts, in our minds, everything that makes us feel so confused all the time in this world. And not a day has gone by since I casted all my worries, not just a few here and there, but absolutely all of them to Him and His Son, have I ever felt as dark in all the other negative ways I felt when I was carrying it by myself. So I stress the importance of learning to trust. It's hard in this world, but our God's not of this world. Our God is the same God who chose to be a slave for our salvation. He's the one who died for it. So why would we not trust the man who died for what we feel so dark about anyways? So that's a little about me, and thank you.
I can confidently say that the Lord was always in my life, even when I was unaware it was Him. Yes, we may go astray, but He always finds a way to bring us back. Quick backstory, I was brought up in a small church. My brother and I came up in a single mother household, but my whole family was deeply rooted in Christ and in the Word, including my mother. All right, fast forward. Now, in 2022, at this time, I was 22 years old and trying to figure out this thing we call life. And right when I feel like I'm getting the ball rolling in the right direction, I get into a really bad car wreck where I was ejected 20 feet and in a coma for 2 weeks. Now, the whole time I was in a coma, my mom had said she knew the Lord was doing something new in me. And she was not wrong. He had replaced my heart of stone with the heart of flesh. We can read on this in Ezekiel 36, verse 26. And not only that, He had given me purpose and a testimony to share. The Lord also gave me a verse in the coma, coming out of the coma, actually. That verse is Psalms 118, and it has been a verse that I could stand on, a verse that I could cast over my life, and a verse that I could put my hope and faith in as I face these trials and tribulations of life. As the Lord continues to work in me, use me, and shape me, I now look at difficulties, trials, and tests with gratitude, because the Lord says, and He knows, that I'm strong enough to face this and come out victorious and use it to glorify His kingdom even more.
Hey guys, it's Sarah. I'm so excited to be here. Anyway, here is my testimony. So the Lord has been so patient and so faithful to me throughout all of this. And above all, I want this to glorify Him and what He's done and how He has just changed my life fully. So growing up in high school, I really struggled with comparison and identity, and I struggled with a lot of internal factors. And then later in high school, I actually ended up struggling with a lot of like external factors. So that would be like my mom got diagnosed with this skin cancer, and then my cousin had passed away, and I was going through a really rare, and still am going through, a medical condition. And so it was just a lot of like, where is God throughout all of this? And I grew up Christian, and it was just, I don't think I fully understand what the gospel was. And so going into college, I struggled a lot with what is meaning. And I went through a lot of like nihilistic tendencies, and I was just like, is God real? And I was in a relationship as well, and it wasn't glorifying to the Lord. And after a lot of patience that the Lord had with me, I finally was like, okay, I'm going to give up everything that I have for the Lord and see what He can truly do with me. And so I did that, and the Lord blessed me. The Lord blessed me with community, with understanding. I finally understood why the gospel was needed in my life. And I'm running out of time, but the Lord did that. And above all, I just wanted to take away the verse in Mark. And it says, "What profit a man to gain the whole world but lose their own soul?" And I finally had a line to live. And I finally had a sense of what is good, what is morality, and why does the Lord care to be glorified? And so now I get to be and walk in a life that is fully surrendered to Him, but I have gained the most blessings and just gratitude and grace that I've ever come to know or experience. And above all, I get to walk in faith and truth in that. And so that's kind of my testimony. There's a lot more to it, but yeah, thanks.
Okay. Hello, Kelsey and the For Him podcast. I'm recording outside on my porch, so sorry if you can hear any background noise. I apologize in advance. But I like to speak about my testimony in my life so far for about 2 minutes, maybe. Can I borrow a minute of your time, please? I would probably say my biggest testimony in my life will probably come from really not too long ago. What is that? A year ago? Yeah, a year ago, 2024. It was May of 2024. I just got done with spring ball football at my previous school, Northeastern State University, where I was playing football. We had a new coach that came in, and after reviewing us for a fall or a spring semester, he decided to cut most of us. So I was one of those people. I was cut, and I kind of had an identity crisis basically from that whole summer going into my tenure at OSU, if you will, up until fast forward today, which is only now I'm going into my last year at OSU. But I've only been at OSU since my junior year. That's when I got cut. So that kind of pushed me towards my faith, towards God. I kind of lost identity, lost purpose, if you will, and was like, well, what's the point of this anyway? So I fell into a really deep, dark depression, and I didn't feel like there was any meaning to life at one point. I do remember feeling like that. I just remember, like, I felt like God was the only answer at that point. So I kind of put my faith and put my trust in God, started reading the Bible very skeptically, like Jesus calls us to. But I was very skeptical, and I just kept reading my Bible and asking questions. Just going back and, you know, studying and making sure this adds up, making sure this lines up, you know, for the past questions that I had that kind of allow me or led me to walk away from the faith a little bit. But fortunately I don't have much time, and I've already used too much of it, so that's my testimony. So I thank you guys, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
How God has transformed my life. It's one of my favorite topics, and honestly the best gift of grace that God really has ever shown me. I feel like, to start it off, I just am not someone that I think you would have expected to be following Jesus, to be reading their Bible, to be going to church. It just wasn't my story growing up. I think the best way to summarize it is I just saw Christianity as a way to be moral, and I didn't care to be moral. And so that's a lot of what my life looked like, pretty unmoral. I think I just wanted to be happy, and so I put everything into partying, boys, really anything, social media, even the occasional, like, manifested, I don't know, it was COVID, so it was a weird time, but really just anything that I thought would make me happy. But God, honestly, was really kind to just show me Himself. I think I started seeking Him slightly, like, barely at all, and God really just showed up and showed me His character, and that He... that Jesus had just died on the cross for me and my sins, and that changed everything. That truth, understanding that God sent His only Son to die for me, and that His blood
now made me free of my sins if I trusted him. And so I did. And since then, the part that really is fun to talk about is the way that God has completely transformed my life. He's given me a purpose and just a direction in my life. He's shown me that his way is just always better, that his guidance, his commands, his scripture, it's good. And he's given me such a good life. But I think there's so many things. I think I've seen him in marriage. I've seen him in the way that discipleship and growing with my friends and other believers has given me so much joy. Those things are all great, but I think the greatest thing that God has done in transforming my life is showing me who he is. Spending time with him while reading the word, in prayer, even like in worship, those are the things that have transformed my life the most. It's just getting God. As great as it's been to get a new life that's free from shame and free from a lot of guilt, and God's healed a lot of wounds in them, those things have been great gifts of grace, but really just getting God has been the thing that's transformed my life the most and the thing that makes me the most grateful.
What's up, y'all? My name is Jack, and today I'll be giving y'all a little brief summary of my testimony. And to start it off, I will give y'all a little backstory. I was born in the church. I was baby baptized. My parents took us to Sunday school every Sunday, youth on Wednesdays, always involved. Did even Bible competitions where I'd compete over Bible knowledge. And so in doing so, I was told always who God was, and I was told what a relationship with God was supposed to look like, and very much told how I was supposed to be in the church. And so that left me wondering and definitely searching for who I was and who I was called to be. And in high school, which is where I'll pick up the testimony, is where I just was left struggling and confused with the question of who was Jack? Who am I? And trying to find that answer, I went to all the wrong places. I went to social media. I went to friends. I went to relationships and just all the things of the world. I just went to those things. But after each time I went to those things, all those things left me empty after they were done. All those things left me unfulfilled. And so I was still always searching for that purpose. I was always searching for that answer of who was Jack? Who am I? And so it was not until last summer I had been praying in my car, and God just really tugged on my heart. It felt like everything was black and nothing was around me. Music was going, but it felt like I couldn't hear the music. And it was like I was talking to God. And that was just my first encounter, what I can recall, and the first experience of me feeling the presence of God. And so in doing so, I started the search. And when I started to search, I found the answers finally. And a couple of the answers were given in scripture. Jeremiah 1 verse 5, it states, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you." It means God knew us before we were born. He loved us before we even loved ourselves. He knew us before we even knew who we were. And then in Job 10 verses 8 through 12, it states, "Your hands fashioned and made me. You clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and steadfast love." God has given you your answer in the scripture. He's given you the answer of who are you? You're a child of God. You're one of his people. And with that being said, I thank y'all for listening. And I just got to leave y'all with one last question. Who are you?
I love hearing the way that God works in so many different people's lives in so many different ways. And just hearing each of their stories and how it points to the same truth that God redeems, but also that each of these people have influenced my journey with Jesus and are in some way a part of my testimony, which I think is so, so sweet. Either they pointed me to God or they help keep my faith firm by fueling it with theirs. Also, if you want to hear a little bit about my testimony, I do have an episode that I recorded in the very beginning of my podcast journey. I believe it's episode 2, where I kind of touched on all things my testimony. And so I didn't want to completely repeat myself. So if you're interested in hearing that, you can go back and listen to that. I'm actually on a road trip right now, and I thought it would be fun to play back all my episodes from the very beginning, the one called Starting Somewhere, to now. I think I'm 27 episodes deep, and just kind of see the progression in that and the way that God has just worked in my life and with me in this podcast. And yeah, but to sum things up for me, I was very content in the world and basically just had little awareness of how much greater there is when you live with Christ. And my heart just became so softened as soon as I fully put my faith in Jesus. And I can easily say it's the best decision I have ever made in my life. And I will not stop advocating and trying to spread his good news to others so that they can experience that transformation for themselves as well. And I'm sure all of these people who shared a little bit about their story, which also I am so appreciative of them being so vulnerable in that. And I just love all of them so much. I love listening back to, I love them. I love how God has worked in them. I love how God uses us to build each other up and keep pointing each other back towards him. So I hope that these stories spoke to you and in some way also influenced your faith. And know that no one is too far. No heart is too hard. No past is too shameful. He did it for them. He did it for me. And he will do it for you if you truly dedicate yourself to him and seeing him work in your life. And then I wanted to also provide some scripture on the topic of testimony. First is 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come." When we give our lives to Jesus, we are made completely new, and that is so evident in all of our stories. And then Romans 5:8 that says, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us," which essentially is just pointing to the fact that we don't have to fix ourselves up before coming to him, because he is the one that cleans us. And then John 8:36 says, "Whom the Son sets free is free indeed." There's a song that says this, and every time I say it, I like hear it the way that the song, anyways, saying that choosing him is choosing freedom, and this is freedom that only he can give. So all of these verses show that God's love meets us in our worst and transforms us completely and sets us free. If you take nothing else from all of this, I hope that you take that the same God who changed their lives, my friends' lives, and my life as well, can also change yours. These stories aren't just inspiration, they're an invitation. So take that step towards and for him.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. G-O-F-U-N-D-M-E.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.